Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the Thanksgiving week of 2025. Here at Camp Courageous, we have so much to be thankful for, and we're thankful to each one of you for tuning in today. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Come January 5th, 2026, after 45 years, we'll be looking forward to introducing you to the next CEO of Camp Courageous. Craig Stadmiller is currently the director of Jones County Regional Kirkwood Center. Craig is an exceptional individual. He displays all the traits I think is ideal for this position. Number one, and most important to me, is he is a good person. He has the traits that I think is ideal for this position. And I trust him with everything. He will be left 45 years of history for camp to form a foundation from him to grow the camp to new heights here in the future. Craig, with his background in schools, is a perfect person at the perfect time as Camp Courageous has been challenged with staffing since COVID. Craig has the expertise and knowledge of thousands of exceptional students. We would love to be a part of Camp Courageous. Craig is also a longtime Monsell District Board member and is currently serving as its president. In addition, Craig has a personal connection to Camp Courageous. His sister, Kim Stadmiller, has attended camp for many years and treasures her experiences here. That personal bond gives Craig an intimate understanding of the camp's profound impact on the campers and families. Craig mentioned Camp Courageous has touched my family in a very real way. Craig shared, "I've witnessed firsthand the joy, confidence, and sense of belonging it brings to campers like my sister. It is an honor to join a place that has given so much to so many." Craig and his wife, Lisa, reside in Monticello with their two children, Jessica and Brand. So congratulations, Craig. We're all excited on you coming on board. Camp Courageous Thanksgiving hours will be changed just a little bit. On Wednesday, we'll be open just regular hours, 8 to 4 here in the office. Thanksgiving Day, we'll be closing the doors at noon. Then on Friday, the 28th, it'll be back to regular hours. At the Manchester Garage Sale, something really big is happening, so you'll really want to watch this close on Facebook. But Manchester hours on Wednesday will be from 9 a.m. to 2. Thanksgiving, they'll be closed. And on Friday, it's back to regular hours. But once again, a big announcement. You'll see it on Facebook on the Manchester Garage Sale site on maybe something that has to do with Black Friday. The Camp Lodge Winter Sale on Wednesday, November 26th, will be open from 9 to 2. Thanksgiving, they'll be closed. Also Friday, they'll be closed. And on Saturday, they'll be open from 9 to noon. The Aquatic Center here at Camp Courageous on Wednesday, the 26th, they're open at 7:30 in the morning until 9:45 for lap swim, water aerobics from 9 to 9:45. Open swim from 10 to noon, lap swim from 12:30 to 1:45. Thanksgiving, they'll be closed, and on the 28th, Friday, they'll also be closed. More information on that, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org. And once again, Camp Courageous serves emergency respite care situation at any hour of the day or night, 365. We had Peyton come down, his family's home burned down, and Peyton has all kinds of special needs, and his family reached out to Camp Courageous, and we were more than happy to take Peyton during our emergency respite care program. Camp to You is going full blast. We've had campers attend programs from Metro Transition Alliance, Marion Milestone, Citizens Unlimited, Harmony House, and much, much more. Our travel program enjoyed a lot of excitement with the rock and roll sounds of AC/DC over at the Paramount. It was really a fun evening. A big thank you to North Lynn's fourth graders who came out to Camp Courageous. It did all kinds of work as we prepare for Santa to come. Rumor has it that Santa will be coming to Camp Courageous next Monday and Tuesday. It's always a very, very special time. We got hundreds of campers coming up. And a big thank you once again to Northland fourth graders who helped us set up the Durgan facilities and do a lot more work here at Camp Courageous. Had a wonderful time at the Coleridge Mall in Coralville, Iowa. They started the much-anticipated World Giving Machines. They are a vending machine. They're located right outside of the Target when you're going through the mall. And 100% of the proceeds from that goes to Camp Courageous. So you can pick things like headlamps and food and all kinds of needs of Camp Courageous through that vending machine. So a big thank you to our friends at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for sponsoring that event. This is the time of the year where I have a wonderful adventure going around to all different types of programs. A big thank you to the Knights of Columbus up in Jessup for a wonderful dinner and donation night. Also to our friends at Mount Pleasant, the Knights of Columbus there, who once again had a dinner and gave out Tootsie Roll money and had a beautiful evening at Hills Town and Country in Hills, where our good friends there collected things for Camp Courageous. A big thank you to all those people. A big thank you to the Iowa City Old Capitol Kiwanis, who had a special chili supper where they presented a check to camp. You can see the latest sites for fruitcakes at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous is wishing you and your loved ones a wonderful Thanksgiving filled with joy, peace, and happiness. It's a time to reflect on and appreciate the blessings we have, like a roof over our heads and food on the table and our good health. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.